We are Mega 64!
Hi.
I'm Helen of
Helen.
Troy.
Helen of Troy.
Helen of Troy.
Helen of Troy, the modern day Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, Kylie Jenner. That was a Freudian slip. And I expect nobody to mention my Freudian slips for the rest of the night.
None.
No. The modern day Helen of Troy. The modern day Kylie.
I don't know. I don't think people can hear him anyway.
So. I can hear him.
He can hear me.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
I'm right here. They're right there. So they have the benefit of computers.
Who the hell are you?
Who the hell are you, Marcel Marcel?
Remove your clothes.
Everyone at home in the chat room, type the password. Everyone in the chat room, type the password now, or we will have to get Twitch to delete your account. I don't know if anyone in the chat realizes how much their life is in danger.
Yeah. Guys, this is serious.
Okay, what's the name of your costume then?
Mine?
What's the name of that guy?
Elliot?
That's why Chut.
I don't know his name. You don't know
Ricky.
You don't know his name.
Ricky.
I think he's known as the Ass Master.
He's the President of the United States.
Did he mean
you can't tell during a mask.
Ass Master?
Okay,
ass master?
So Obama. You're Obama.
I'm President Obama.
He's President Obama.
No.
Wow.
Obama could be known as the Ass Master.
I heard he was the Ass Master.
I'm Trey Cool. The drummer from Blink 182.
One arm.
Whatever.
The drummer with one arm.
Yeah.
Oh, he's 182.
He's Def Leppard.
Hey, Kevin, film me drumming. Next 5 minutes, no interruptions.
Theme song!
What the
f- to me, my dark queen. You make me want to drink gasoline to purify myself from you. Plain Resident Evil 2 at your feet. I'm part of the game because I'm so great. I'll play it on your dead body because that's what artists of me I'd like to sing.
What is this?
I just wanted to lend you a hand.
I drum the way I drum. Fuck you.
Oh.
I'm going to have to start all over. All
right.
How many minutes was that?
That was five.
Half, too. Shoot.
Oh, that was the full five?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. We're good.
Yeah, you did it.
All right.
Great.
Anyway, all right, what are you for Halloween? By the way, we're recording this on November 1st.
Halloween was yesterday.
Yeah, but...
But what?
Fuck you. I don't live by your defined calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be calendarist against us.
Yeah. If you're going to be calendarist,
don't.
Go ahead and remove yourself from
and
the crowd.
Let me tell you, these decorations were way cheaper.
Sit on this and rotate
today.
With your fucking calendar.
Yeah. Hey, costumes are cheaper today.
Yeah.
Candy is cheaper today. There's no reason to not do Halloween the next day.
We should move Halloween to November 1st.
Yeah.
It's way better today than it was yesterday.
We could call it Halloween too.
Season of the Witch.
Halloween!
We could call it H2.
H2O.
No, just H2.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no.
H2.
Okay.
The Mighty Haunts.
The Mighty Spooks are back.
Hold on, I almost got it on.
Welcome to Halloween 2!
Oh,
fuck.
Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
Mrs. Voorhees.
It scared me.
Why'd you guys invite Mrs. Voorhees to the podcast?
I don't know. That was Sean's deal. Yeah. What are you? So are you wearing the actual arm?
yeah, I was.
Oh, wait.
That is sound activated, by the way.
I have a booming voice, so I better keep it a little.
Quiet!
Keep it a little under wraps.
Anyway.
Mini a prop from bitch. You know what? That's how you kill a demon. Sorry, I didn't mean the language, the profound language. I mean,
whatever.
I am
I'm here with you as... Oh, well, I could hum it in a melody.
Uh-huh. Mm. Oh, please do.
Who knows? Not me.
What the fuck?
We never lost control. Sean, you know it.
I do know it.
Your face to face with the man who sold the world.
Drake.
Your humming sounds a lot like singing.
Yeah.
Drake.
So what it's a new way to hum. I'm the man who sold the world.
Oh. Drake. Oh. He's Drake.
This guy knows.
And Brian is... Brian, what are you?
Derek had a good name for it.
What? I haven't named you anything.
I'm afraid you're going to choke yourself. This is...
No, this comes for later. I'm autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, all right. I was going to call you Red Raccoon.
Red Raccoon. That's a good
name. That's a good one, yeah. That is I'm a good Red Raccoon.
Okay.
Look like a bandit.
I've been playing Metal Gear and everybody has an animal name.
Yeah.
You would be Red Raccoon.
Uh-huh.
You would be Bloody Buzzard.
Oh, yeah.
You would be Horny Sexual Squirrel.
Damn.
Yeah.
You would be No Diggity Doberman.
Yeah. No Diggity Doberman.
Yes. And I would be Laughing Badger.
Laughing Badger?
And Eric would be
Major Tom.
Feisty Rodent.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Feisty Rodent.
Feisty Rodent.
He kind of is one.
Secret Squirrel.
Oh, your top hat, sir. Or...
M'lady.
Here.
Well,
honey.
What would be the opposite of secret squirrel? Like a squirrel that was just out.
Overt rat.
Overt squirrel?
Yes.
Or,
he was out in what way?
Outside.
Outspoken.
Yeah.
Okay, no secret.
Are there any other ways?
Maybe just to get out? I think you'd just be squirrel.
Yeah, this is squirrel. Because they talk a lot.
In the Amityville Horror, the possessed house tells them to get out.
Mm, yeah.
That's another way to get out. Are you going to the ball?
Oh, fuck.
Welcome to the podcast.
Halloween cast.
Yes.
Halloween, right on time.
Halloween cast. Like I said, we don't abide by your calendar, so we're doing things our way. And we wanted to, tonight, share with you some spooky selections. Do you want to show the thing first? You want to just show that up front?
Well, we should set it up.
Yeah.
You can hear you less.
I
can hear you less now.
Right in there.
It was Halloween weekend, and we had the chance to visit a scary haunt known as Scary Scappies. You can watch that on YouTube.
Oh my God!
Welcome on this haunted night. You might experience a scary nighttime fright, but if you're lucky, you will see a bright light. Tight. Am I right?
Oh, who Garrett?
Garrett.
What did I do?
Somebody
Garrett.
Farted.
Farts. No.
Yeah, you tooted.
Anyways.
Oh, what?
Oh. Anyways, no. We are right now in the darkness. You can't see anything. We are at Marshall Scotty's, a place that is legend. We used to go there as kids. It's an old amusement park. It's been abandoned, and now for
it was like
four nights only,
yeah,
they made it a haunted house, and we're gonna go check it out.
Rocco stole a glow stick.
They're gonna know.
Rocco stole one.
Good.
Hello.
Oh, wait for everybody to come down.
Sure.
Okay, real quick. No cell phone flashlights, please.
Okay.
Stick with the caution tape. The scares won't touch you. Don't touch them.
Okay.
Okay, if you see a glow stick on the ground, that's a step. So just watch your step there. And do I have any non-scare sticks?
Nine. No.
Okay, stay towards the back if you don't want to be scared.
Okay.
That's it.
What?
What, you what happened? What the hell is happening?
That's a non-scare stick?
Whoa, I don't know. Okay.
If, you, if they see it, they're not going to scare you.
Okay. Rocco's safe.
Put it
okay,
in
cool.
your pocket. You're good.
All right, cool.
Yeah. All right, guys. Right in here. Right in here.
All right. Thanks.
Right where that glow stick is?
Yeah. That's the entrance. What? Rocco is... What are you doing?
Yeah, I use cheat codes.
What? Rocco picks us up off the ground. Now it's a non-scare stick. It's really... Look at
Oh, my God.
Rocco, show him your stick.
Oh, God. Get that glow stick out.
I don't trust any of this.
Oh, no. This is like a scene out of Tinder.
Oh, no. Oh, there's a leg. There's a leg.
God,
there's
leg
a leg.
Enter.
Wait, Kevin's supposed to go
yeah,
first.
Yeah, Kevin, you're supposed
oh,
to
I'm
go first.
Oh, I'm supposed to go first?
Enter.
I gotta film your reaction to this. Okay.
Try to go first.
All right, now this has actually been here for all... See, this is good.
This oh, my God, here. They cut up a kid!
Oh, my God.
Oh. Rocco, show me your stick.
Where's that glow stick at?
It's all behind the couch. I know it. I know it. Get out of town. Get out of town with this.
Oh, no!
That was me. Sorry.
I'm covering my ears.
I need you.
No! Oh, no!
He's like behind you.
Rock him, show him the stick. Rock him, show him the stick.
Oh, my God, show him the stick. Show him the stick.
Oh. You want to pay him for the ride or what?
Is that what we do?
I'm not paying him.
Look at this.
Stay back.
Oh! Is this what Joy does?
Oh, why does it have to be so loud?
Find it.
You can't touch me. I have his kryptonite.
I don't know if this is... Oh, it's a hand.
It. You kicked the hand.
I don't know if
kicked
this is
hand?
Focus or anything. Oh. I'm just guessing what's going on. Oh! No! Oh, my God. Oh, no. Ow. Yeah, you got hurt. I think you got hurt.
Poor girl.
I think, I think you tripped. I think you got tripped.
Rocco, did you trip her?
I'm sorry. Oh, well, I didn't mean to.
Oh, my God.
This is the recreational Left 4 Dead level.
Well,
thanks, Stash.
I don't trust any of this. I don't...
You got me.
Oh, you got me. Don't do it to me. Get this guy with the stick.
That bush suit dude that catches him on To Catch a Predator.
It's the end.
It's after you, Rocco.
I think it's gonna
that really got me. The end. Got me.
That was Derek.
I saw him.
That was Derek.
I
can
work here.
Yeah, you
No.
Oh. Force field.
Rocco's talking about his stick. When he knows they're there, it's so embarrassing.
They can see you coming.
What is this? Is this an old
party? No! Oh, God! Oh. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. All right, well, we made it.
I just want to point out, Eric Bedore couldn't handle this. Ha!
Yeah, Eric...
He's too scared.
Eric couldn't make it. He said he was too scared.
Yeah.
He said that. I think we made it.
All right, guys, let me stay right here.
Reincarnated. Okay.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, guys.
Rocco's bartering for the stick.
What, really?
Yeah, I watched him doing it.
What happened? What happened?
He bartered with the guy, asked for the safety stick back, and Rocco's like, nah, I think I get to, I keep this.
You took this? Why'd you take it?
You took the safety stick?
What?
Why'd you take the safety stick?
He said I could hang on to it.
All kids get a souvenir.
Dude, he tried to get it so hard.
Why? So we had a good time. Hopefully you had a good time. Let's go back to the podcast. Ow!
And there you go. So now you saw it. I had a lot of fun. I hadn't done one of those in a long time. And it was worth $10.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
I don't know if I had ever done one.
Yeah, Rocco, I think you were legitimately scared. Is that true?
No.
But you had a
you
ghost
had a scare stick
that couldn't scare you.
Sorry, scare stick.
Yeah. When we were going onto the trail, I heard that if you had a glow stick, nobody could touch you. Nobody could get near you.
They can't
you.
Touch you now.
They can't touch you anyways.
Yeah, but it was really fun holding that, like, a warrant over their head.
You were waving it at these people who
yeah.
were scared.
Trying now, to wait.
I didn't think he was scared until he just described it, like, waving a warrant, and then that clicked.
Yeah.
He was
it was
scared. Great.
Well, he says he heard that if you had one of these sticks...
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it would grant you immunity.
The person in front of us said that.
But how did you find the stick?
He found it on the ground.
It was on the ground.
I know. Marking a step to where old ladies would not trip.
Oh, I didn't know.
I just saw it,
and I had cheat
It was
powers.
Hilarious, because people were trying to scare Rocco, because those sticks... are meant for children. And so they see us, a couple of 30-year-olds, walking down the thing, and then this guy with a chainsaw comes up and goes, "Oh!" And he shows them the stick. Yeah. The guy goes, okay, and walks away like that.
Yeah.
No scare stick. We were using Rocco kind of as our own bodyguard as well.
Yeah, oh yeah.
If things got a little dicey, we would just yell for Rocco to...
Well, you have the scare stick.
Come bring the stick.
Yeah, you can't touch me.
Get the stick.
Normally they can grab you and fuck you, but they couldn't when I was there. So,
yeah.
There anyway, was a couple clowns I would have minded.
You can see that on Tuesday.
Yep, check it out.
Anyway, yeah, that was a lot of fun. Did you guys do any other fun Halloween stuff?
I went trick-or-treating. That wasn't that fun.
What did you dress up as?
I didn't dress up.
Well, how'd you get candy?
It wasn't for me, Garrett.
Well, explain this. Some of the fucking audience members don't know you have kids at home.
I went to with my kids.
Yeah,
there
sorry,
we go.
It's not an audience full of Sean Stalkers.
You know what?
Jesus.
You
know every waking moment of your life.
I hope we're making new fans every week.
I think that might be worse.
Really?
This is what you got going on.
Oh, it looks...
You have better access to my lips.
We can hear you. Yeah, it's
you
way
look
scarier this way.
Yeah, it does look scary. Anyway,
Kevin, come on here.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
You getting that, Kevin?
Come on, baby.
So, anyways, for those of you who don't know, I do have children, and we're trick-or-treating, and a lot of parents that I know, a lot of them are, parents on the kids' soccer teams or whatever. Like, I can't wait to see what Sean dresses up as on Halloween. It's like, dude, I dress up 364 days out of the year. Halloween's my day off. I'm not dressing up. I'm not doing it.
That's kind of a Halloween costume every day of the year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So it's kind of weird to take a day off on Halloween.
Yeah, you can take the
crazy
mask off.
Yeah.
No.
Keep the train rolling.
No. This is day one of 364.
Yeah. I dressed up in just like this, actually. Cloak and a mask like that.
Yeah.
But I fucked in a room full of people. I didn't do Halloween. Yeah. I didn't do anything.
Wait, didn't you go to a party?
Just an orgy?
Me?
Me?
Me.
1 second.
All right.
But anyway, yeah. No, that's it.
That's it. He fucked in a room full
Halloween
of people.
Halloween to me is but an obstacle to get to Christmas. So we're that much closer.
I love
We're
Halloween.
That much closer.
He just wants... You don't get toys at Christmas.
His birthday is five days before Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
It's the best week of the year for everyone.
Candy
for
is everyone. Not as good.
Well, trying to get Rocco a present in that time is impossible. So, anyways, that's my problem.
It's very easy.
Mega 64 problems.
What
happened?
Yeah.
Hashtag Mega 64 problems. What do you get Rocco for his birthday?
That's a problem.
That's
guy's
a fucking
got
problem.
Everything.
It's a fucking problem.
Yeah. Guy's got it. Guy, the guy's got a fancy lighting system.
I even found this like crazy thing, like a print for him that was only made like I think 25 were made of them of this one print.
Yeah.
Last year, Rocco got one for himself like the day before his birthday. So
because I knew there were only 25 of them,
and I got one for you.
No way. But in the off chance you hadn't, I would have never gotten it. So yes, 25. I did the right thing. Thank you.
No, you didn't. Because like. Fuck, it doesn't matter.
Put on the screen, Rocco did the right thing.
Okay.
Put that on there.
Acknowledge it.
Yep.
And write it
this
on the screen.
This year, I have the perfect solution.
Yeah.
None of us will get him anything.
Okay.
All right.
You guys are going to feel so bad.
Perfect.
Because I have awesome Christmas gifts for you already.
No.
And when you get
well,
it,
I already got
I'm
it.
Saying go. Right now, don't feel bad. We'll all just agree
accept
to not
them?
Get
okay.
him anything. Yeah.
You just accept his gifts
okay.
and be like, thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Rocco.
Yeah. It's the gift of giving,
Okay. Get ready for a giant box of guilt.
You know what? Get yourself whatever you want.
I don't do well with
bill me. That'll be your gift.
Okay.
That's going to make it easy.
I'll send
bill
you an invoice.
Me. Yeah.
Send me an invoice.
Oh, man. I'm on the ball with shit that I like, and it is that does make it difficult sometimes.
Sometimes.
But
every time. Anyways.
I think, yeah. Okay. Anyway. But, no, I think you guys, you guys.
Ooh! I know what to get, Rocco.
You
what?
Found some
what?
Rare what? Old shit for me last time.
Rollerblades.
Oh,
he doesn't have that.
Dude, yeah. he doesn't.
I'm going to start thinking of the shit he would never buy
I'll get
for
him
himself.
Wrist guard. Yeah. I'll get him, like, the pads, like, the knee pads, wrist guards, helmet.
Tickets to a Charger game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go.
You don't have tickets to a Charger game.
All right, he approved it.
I'd rather go to a Padre game.
Well, they're not
tickets
playing
to a
right
Goals
now.
Game.
Yeah, they're coming back.
They are back.
They're back.
They're playing.
Full season.
Wait, it already started?
Yeah.
I was supposed to go.
Okay.
Shit. I missed opening day.
At one point, when we were working on our Metal Gear Solid video,
I think I brought this up on a previous podcast, but you know, I didn't know how far to go with it in terms of like filming the flying fist. You know, okay, it's out in public. We're going through stores. I called you. I was like, should I have this thing going through fucking Disneyland? Should I have it go through underwater? Should, you know, whatever. And at one point, I think I brought it up to Sean. We were talking about a big sporting event. Like, it's flying through a big sporting event. And we brought it. Oh, the Gulls are playing. But, man, we looked into it. That thing was sold out. Yeah, it was like...
It's a big fucking deal.
Yeah, it was like...
I'm super excited.
The hockey team was...
Gulls are like a AAA hockey team in San Diego.
But when I was a kid... When I was a little kid, I went to Gulls games and watched ice hockey for like probably under $10.
Yeah.
And it was a great Saturday night or Friday night thing to do with a bunch of my friends. It was a lot of fun going to Gulls games.
Yeah, I'm not really into sports and I never liked hockey before, but yeah, the one game that I went to was so much fun.
It's a training location for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks team, the NHL team.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's like where they're going to, you know,
You'll probably see people called up.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
People will be coming up. Yeah.
Pro hockey like players. Baby ducks.
Testing ground.
Yeah, baby ducks. Queen Bee and baby duck. Stop. Can that be the theme song? I have a song called The Ballad of Baby Duck.
He has one of those.
Already, no.
What's the theme song going to be then,
Mr. Music Pro?
Something spooky for the podcast. That doesn't sound very scary.
Well, just slow the one I just said down so it sounds they're undead.
And I'll have another.
What are you going to do? Are you going to sift through your countless CDs? And your endless vinyl record collection.
Yeah. Pieces of vinyl.
Ooh. Yeah, Johnny
How many pieces
vinyl
of vinyl
over here.
Do you have?
A lot. Ooh, you're going to read a hip book from your side bag.
Take some photographs.
Yeah, you're going to listen to the Decemberists.
Eric, get in on this.
Latte.
Get it.
What else is he going to do, Eric?
Yeah, Eric.
Ride his bike. Ride his fixie bike.
Yep.
Yeah, fixed gear.
Is that still a thing?
No.
Yeah.
Are people doing fixies?
Wear your cutoff shorts.
I don't have... Okay. I'll get the... Okay. You guys got it.
Yeah, buy some shorts. In the theme song, use the song I said and show the shorts you bought. Okay. Anyway.
Weird cast tonight.
Yeah. Well,
a little bit off.
What were we just talking about?
It's the day after Halloween, but you want to know?
Yeah. The Metal Gear... going back to hockey. Yeah.
Blah.
Easy to get me Christmas gifts. That's what it was. Okay, so anyway. We confirmed it was. All right.
We had a new video come out this week.
Yes.
A Halloween special treat
for
everybody.
Cool.
Friday the 13th, the game, the movie.
Yes.
In fact, this is the one and only Jason Voorhees mask from our film.
Yes.
Did you see it, everybody?
I hope
you enjoyed it.
Because
was,
we saw a big bald head.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Any true Friday the 13th fan would know that Jason has like a weird, stupid, ugly, like weird bald head underneath the hockey mask.
Yeah.
And when you go to the Halloween store like we did to get some props, they sell a rubber mask with the hockey mask embedded into it. And it's like $50 to get the full head coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a $5 hockey mask and a $10 baby mask and put them together and it worked beautifully.
I think better.
I agree. Worked better than the other one.
Yeah.
And because it has some texture and some depth to it, you can take the mask off.
Yeah.
You know, it's more interactive. We blew the mind straight out of the head of the guy working at the Halloween store. It took him a moment. He was like, hockey mask, baby mask. What are you going to do? Wear them together and... You're gonna wear them together. He was like so impressed.
He was really into it.
Yeah.
He was really into it.
Yeah, so
you guys hacked his store.
Yeah, we knew that we had a good combination when you know the people working at the Halloween store are like those are the guys who like horror movies so much it's kind of pathetic. They like it so much they just want to sell crappy masks to little kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So to get him like to bring a little joy into that guy's life made us feel good. Me and Rocco were the ones who were there.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
But thank you.
I appreciate that the inside of the hockey mask specifically says this is not in any way affiliated with Friday.
Yeah, that's funny.
Or it's New Line Cinema.
It's
or anything.
Obviously a mask because Jason is a thing.
Yeah,
but character. They like to pretend that that is the last case possible.
Yeah, it's obviously
people love so that they don't have to license it.
People love dressing up as goalies for Halloween. Love Everyone
it.
Knows that.
They're so scary.
Well, it's just that hockey masks are so naturally scary, and that's not due to any New Line Cinema property or
Ever.
Film
no.
or character that's not owned by the hockey mask. But yeah, we had a video come out. It was based on the 1989 NES game, Friday the 13th, which funny enough, has very little to do with the actual Friday the 13th film series.
Yes.
And that is what we tried to illuminate in our own video. They have zombies in there. Jason Voorhees' mother.
Her
severed head comes back to life and flies around in a boss battle.
Yeah.
My favorite thing, and we didn't really comment on this in the video, but what I find most funny about the game is in the game, Jason will kill all the children in the camp. And if he does, it's game over. That never happened in any of the movies. Like, in the movies, Jason, there's a part in one of the movies, in number 6, where Jason, like, goes into a camp full of a cabin full of kids, and they're all, like, hiding under their sheets, and he kind of, like, looks at them, but then walks away. And that's typical of movies, but I just think it's so funny that when they made the NES game, they're like, no, fuck it, he's gonna kill all the kids. Yeah. He'll just kill them.
Yeah.
He'll just kill them all. because I feel like the main demographic was probably, like, little kids at the time. I was, like, 4 or 5 when that game came out. And when I played it, it scared me.
That did scare me. Yeah, that game did scare me. And like you were saying, we tried to recreate and capture these obscure, unrelated-to-the-movies moments that happened in the game. And so I think normally in some videos, we wouldn't necessarily... Sometimes we would make obscure jokes and not necessarily cut to the thing in the game that we're referring to.
Right.
But I think we kind of approach this as, like, this is a real trailer based on a game, and we're capturing such specific odd moments that it kind of made sense to us to kind of show, you know, kind of juxtapose, here's what really was happening in the game versus how it looks here, you know?
I also felt like if they... That trailer really did exist. They would have that footage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and so that's kind of why we took that approach. But that being said, there are still some moments in the trailer that we don't cut to the game, or we don't really show that there's a connection to the game, but there is. Such as, and something I laughed at really hard is Kevin saying, "I just killed Jason," and then we immediately find a note saying Jason is more powerful than ever. Like, God damn it.
And that made me think that just must be something in the game.
In the game, you would seriously work your fucking ass off to kill him.
That's the point of the game. You beat it by killing Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. The moment you kill Jason, it cuts to a black screen. And it says, watch out. Jason is still alive and stronger than before. And it's like, I just fucking killed him. Yeah. This is my reward? Like, this is your victory screen?
Your reward
is
fuck you, do it again.
It's not only fuck you, do it again, but it's harder. It's almost like, well, why did I kill him then?
Yeah.
That also had a... now, this isn't in the video. What we did end the video with was when you would die in the game, the most fucking punk rock, like, game over screen ever. It was... You and your friends are dead. It was like, fuck you. Turn your fucking system off. You lose. I love it. But one thing that's not in the trailer that I love is, in addition to what you just said, how they never give you a moment of victory.
Yeah.
When you beat the game, when you successfully do everything right and beat the game, the end screen has a picture of Jason sitting there, and it says, you completed your goal, but is Jason still alive, and are you still going to die? We're not telling. The end. It literally says that.
It's the most anticlimactic.
That game is so masochistic. It doesn't want you to have a moment to enjoy. But anyway, so that part's not in the trailer, but it just, you know, yeah, the whole game is under that theme of, like, you never get a chance to relax.
So we got some good behind-the-scenes footage for this video.
We have some very good behind-the-scenes.
Yeah,
very good.
we'll probably put it out. You'll get to see... some interesting shots. We got some nice drone shots.
Nice shots.
Nice shots. Flying over the lake, local lake here in San Diego, California. What wasn't featured in the video, which you will see, is how our drone has a very effective GPS system on it.
Yeah.
So when the drone goes all the way over the lake and loses contact with our controller, it will actually fly itself. Will it return safely to where it took off from?
Watch behind.
Probably not, but you'll have to watch the behind the scenes to find out how that worked out. But yeah, needless to say, we did destroy a good amount of equipment making this video. And we went into a public park dressed up as Jason with a machete.
Now, the color scheme's a bit off, but it's still probably pretty jarring to see the character.
I think it's jarring to see the character. I mean, Brian was dressed up as Jason. We made the mistake of letting Brian have free reign over the machete. So he was hacking and slashing just at random things.
It's a good machete, right?
Just trees.
Yeah.
You say just trees. I can't confirm that. I don't think any passerby walking through the woods seeing Jason hacking stuff could confirm what you're swinging the machete at. So I'm going to stick with random stuff.
We're by a park in the lake, and Brian is swinging as Jason on the swings, and there's a little girl who's too scared to go over there but wants to swing so bad. And just waiting for him to be done.
If she wanted to get on the swing, all you got to do is 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up 6.
What are you doing?
You never did that?
Is this
on
a
swings?
Is this a swing?
You
thing?
Guys never did that?
The Friday the 13th thing.
Yeah. No, in my elementary school, to get on the swings, you would do that little nursery rhyme. 1, 2, yeah. Buckle my shoes.
Yeah. I don't think we had that.
And then what happened?
And then you would get off the swing.
Oh, you didn't get murdered with a fucking machete?
No, I mean, just same rules.
I thought it was like a, they sing those scary songs like, Boogeyman.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Boogeyman song. Here it is.
It's gonna get close you. Up on him. He's gonna get you. He's gonna get you. Boogeyman.
Or you could sing.
Remember Halloween? I just watched Halloween.
Or you remember that scary movie Jeepers Creepers?
Yes.
You could sing that. When Jason's on the swing, you can go like Jeepers Creepers.
Where'd you get the
creepers? Peepers. And so on.
And so forth.
And so forth.
Anyway,
I don't need to prove to you that I know the whole song. I do, but fuck you.
Let me say, some of that video was a lot of fun. I think just because we are out in, like, parks and lakes, and we are on canoes, and it was just, like, it was a lot of, we were like at camp for a week filming that.
Yeah, especially after just speaking for myself, I had been working on the new Blu-ray and stuff that's coming out and had not left the office in so long that, filming a video where, honestly, Derek was kind of in control and knew everything about Friday the 13th, and we were all cracking. I know the game very well. I actually know the game more than the movies. And so I knew that stuff, and that was a lot of fun. Kind of following his lead and being out, in parks and by the lake was a refreshing change of pace. And also getting the head to float around was just making me laugh. But anyway, it was cool, and... I had a lot of fun working on that, too. I agree.
Yeah. And our friend Mariel helped. That
yes.
was nice.
Mariel was in town. She's in it. Brian was a great Jason. But I do want to say, my one of my regrets with this video, sincere regret, was, we talked before about when you really feel something, you could tell. When we did the Metal Gear video, you could tell with that video, we all really liked that game.
Yeah.
There were fans working on that video. And my one regret with Brian did a hell of a job.
Hell of a job.
But at the end, the last thing we filmed was Jason coming in with the toothbrush.
Yeah.
Which that does happen in the game. It looks like when he gets an axe, it looks like he has a fucking toothbrush. So that's why he did that. But anyway, he brings in the toothbrush. Brian was not there. Derek had to fill in and play Jason. And you can see, and I'll show it in the behind the scenes if we release that, there is just behind the mask... You can tell lies the soul of someone who has seen all these movies over and over. And just the body language of just this being is not alive.
Unholy.
Or is he? And picking up the thing, I could just see the years of Friday the 13th-ness that had soaked into Derek's brain.
It's
all
true. Have you seen that movie?
Friday the 13th?
Those movies?
Not since I was like... 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And again, he did a great job. Brian did a great job. You could see the difference.
I'll be honest, a couple times I was also Jason for a couple shots, and I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you did a great job.
No.
But Derek exuded in that last shot. I was like, shit, he should have been Jason the whole video.
Here's the secret. Jason has a fat neck. So you have to pretend that your shoulders are like attached to your neck.
Because you had a funny move to you. And
you gotta move like your whole body. Like you can't swing your shoulders at all. Like your shoulders are frozen.
Huh. Like Kane.
Yeah, like you gotta be just a big like meathead, like fat neck. That's what Jason is, you know. He's like
a big wrestler.
He's just a big beefhead idiot.
Mongoloid retard.
So yeah,
I wasn't gonna say it.
That's what they used to
That is hate. On the Garrett's defense. There is a movie where they describe him with those words.
Okay. In the 70s.
Part 2.
Yeah. In the 70s.
they would stamp, like, if you had, you know, some kind of, like, disability, that would be stamped on certain, that was the medical term.
Yeah.
And I believe Jason was dubbed Mongoloid Retard in one of the films, yeah.
It's a clinical term.
It is.
There you go. Jeez. So, sorry to all
horrible our, what we stamped on
sorry
paper.
Sorry to all our MR fans out there if we just offended you.
It's a medical term, I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, yeah, so anyway, so I do regret that. But I can't really complain too much. They did a great job. The only other thing that I would say that I would maybe do different when we were editing it, we were looking at Derek recently was working with some After Effects filters that could do like VHS tape effects.
Whoa! Don't give away my secrets, bro.
Oh, sorry. Uh-oh. You don't want to say anything about that. Well, either way, the. I love running through.
I have to lose a boob now.
I love running videos. If they're supposed to look like they're on a tape, I like really doing it. I like running it through VHS. But I will say, there are some details in the NES game that I wish were a little more crystal, a little more crisp. Mm. And that was hard to do with the normal method that we normally use. And it might have been maybe a little better to actually. Yeah, it might have been better to do. Maybe an After Effects version of that. Normally, I like to do it legit, but it might have clarified a couple things. But that's me being picky.
Oh, well, that's they all me, come around in the end.
That's me being...
Join the digital edge.
I'm trying.
What if you do, like, a special edition of the video eventually, and you do the NES graphics through After Effects, and then you do maybe. The actual... real life footage.
Could do that. Hey, anything's possible.
Yeah, that'd be like a definitive director's cut, much maybe. Like horror films get
but,
years after.
But to answer what some people were asking, though, but the way that it was done in the version that came out was, yeah, the same process as Kutaragi's way. It was, you know, yeah, the same thing that you saw in that.
It's so nice, anyway, nice not having to do it in a hotel room, though.
Yeah, that was nice. In a hotel room with Kella going, maybe it knows it's not a true story.
Oh, Kella.
Our good friend Kella.
Our good friend Kella.
Yeah, so that's that Friday the 13th, yes. Our special Halloween video. Yeah. Scary Scotties. Check that out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
What else? Hey, speaking of YouTube videos, PewDiePie released a controversial video this week. I know we don't often talk about PewDiePie. And yeah, I also
should.
Know...
Should
let me just
often.
Get this out of the way. I know nobody here cares about PewDiePie.
Okay,
I know nobody in the chat likes him.
You're there
I understand.
With me
what?
I don't care about him. I don't particularly like him.
I don't
him.
Know really what he does.
But there was a controversial statement he made explaining why he thinks YouTube is going to be unveiling a subscription service. I don't know if you've heard.
Well, they are confirmed.
They
confirmed.
That's
already
that's happening.
He said it was YouTube's response to everybody using Adblock, which I thought was kind of an interesting point to make. And what I found funny was this article on what was posted on Kotaku about it, and all the comments were people saying, "Fuck you." But yes, I do use Adblock. It was really funny because they were all agreeing with him, but saying, fuck you.
What?
Yeah, because in his thing that he talked about, he said, yeah, look, I know the reality. People use Adblock. And frankly, I don't care if you do. If that's your thing, okay, go ahead and do it. He never, in his thing, says...
Don't use it.
Don't use it or whatever. And so, yeah, having all the comments be, fuck you, I use it. Yeah.
He was just bringing it up. He was like, a lot of people, you know, there's a backlash to the subscription service. People don't want the subscription service. But really, YouTube is trying to make money in light of the fact that ad revenue is not really working because so many people use Adblock.
Yeah. Yeah.
And literally all those responses were like, no, you fucker. It's that I do use Adblock because I'm sick of ads. Right.
Right.
Yep.
There it is.
Anyways, kind of funny response. And also, it reminded me of us, because I felt like our channel maybe was the kind of channel he was describing as.
Yes.
As people who would be affected by Adblock, which reminds me, unblock us on Adblock.
Yeah.
If you're a fan
it
of
does,
Mega 64.
Hey, it does help us. I'm not...
Well, definitely.
I definitely dislike when there are people out on YouTube that are like fucking bounty hunters about it.
Yeah.
You are destroying me! You use Adblock, you've killed me! You know, whatever. But hey, it does
help us. I want to watch those videos.
It does help us.
I
like,
think,
you're
oh
doing
my
it.
These are the end of me.
Yeah.
That's how dog sounds.
Yeah. Sonic's a point, and I am agreeing with them. Why pay for this service when Adblock is free for them now?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
But it does
help
pay for YouTube
Red. They have this thing. Why would you pay for YouTube Red?
at all because you're using AdBlock right now. There's no ads and it's free.
Because it's a stream. Because it's a streamlined removal service that, and it still like pays the creators.
Yeah, because you want to support things. You want to support content that you like, because if you like the videos that people are making, presumably you want them to continue making those videos. So you should give them some support.
Talking to a generation that downloads movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, I don't support everything out there on the internet, but I'm saying every little bit helps. And if you like us, just go ahead and unblock us on AdBlock.
Sure, but but again, but it, I thought what the stuff that he said about it was good. I mean, it is a response to that stuff because they continued to see that happen. So yeah, they're going to have an option. Well, hey, you can get that. Pay a few bucks, you get that. There's some exclusive content they're going to have.
What I thought was whatever. So funny, like, too, was...
it's there if you want to do it.
Maybe I was naive. I didn't realize 100% of the world's population uses AdBlock, which now I think is basically true.
Yeah.
Other than us, do you...
I actually don't.
I don't use it.
I don't use it either.
Doesn't surprise me that you use it. I don't use it just because I don't want to get, like... I'm paranoid. I think YouTube is going to see, like, oh, this IP address is registered to a partner, and he's using AdBlock, and start doing stuff to our channel. That was my mindset at the time when I decided, like, I'm not going to use AdBlock.
Well, I've just seen how it affected our channel, so I just don't want to affect anyone else's channel that I like.
Yeah, that's
me.
I've never seen it to not also get rid of windows popping up on websites that I need.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, confusing other things, like ordering airplane tickets or things that have... like, things that I need to function properly in the browser that I use. I feel like all the AdBlock programs will somehow fuck up other things that I want to have. It's typically a 30-second ad where I make fun of Geico and how fucking annoying their commercials are, and then it's over.
You know, it's funny because, like...
it's not that bad.
The one site that it tends to mess me up on are sites that are streaming services. And the biggest one I had a problem with was... there's a Watch TCM app that you can get, like, if you have cable.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, just like how HBO Go was, you could put in a username and you'll watch TCM Live, or you can use their archives. So I was trying to do that, and it wouldn't work at all. And it was... because AdBlock was on.
Yeah.
But there's no there's no ads because you're already paying for the cable service.
Well, I honestly, and I have, I think I've said this in the past, but I honestly like the idea of I don't mind on the websites that I love paying a couple bucks to never see an ad and have it be and have it be legitimate and have it be whatever. I honestly think that's fine. And with YouTube, I sit through a ton of pre-rolls. So honestly, but if I pay a few bucks and like creators will get some of that, I think that's great. The problem is like there's a lot of question on how that's working. And like there's a 30-day trial and they're not paying during that 30-day trial.
Like
so
Apple.
It's like
we need Taylor Swift to step in and say, I'm not...
who's the Taylor Swift of YouTube?
Well, it's
who's
going to
be YouTube's Taylor
Swift?
It
is us. Yeah. It is us.
And we're going to say, you know what? Keep it free. Just... keep it free. Keep it for the people.
Keep it free.
Keep it free.
Anyways, that's all I want to say. I didn't know how widespread AdBlock was. I mean, I knew, but I guess I never realized. Like, everybody uses it, so that's why that subscription service is coming out.
I think a generation younger than us uses it. I know my parents don't know what the fuck it even is. I know, like, a lot of my friends like you know, we don't use it, which maybe we're outliers.
Yeah, maybe I'll start... hey, there's a classic YouTube video, Haunted Skeleton Toy Possessed by Demon.
Is it a new video?
Jesus no, it's Christ. The same one.
This is Demonic Crazy.
Demonic Crazy video.
Did I fucking lie? I think it's a Halloween tradition to watch that video, and I watched it the other night. I watched it on Thursday, all 15 minutes.
Really?
So, yeah.
You have to watch the whole thing.
Gotta watch the whole thing. But you know what? I got so intrigued by it. I did some sleuthing.
Oh, really?
And I found out some things.
Detective Darren. Oh,
yeah. Are they faking it?
I don't know if you want to know.
They might be faking it.
Are they
faking
it?
Peel back the curtain.
All right. I can say 100% that I don't know if they are faking it or not. But I did find out some behind-the-scenes information if you would like me to reveal
it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, please.
I did some internet sleuthing. I looked up what that toy was. Because I thought to myself, this is not some, like, standalone, one-of-a-kind skeleton that was crafted in the jungles of the fucking Congo and, like, cursed with a demon. This thing was made in a factory, and there are thousands of them. And I found an unboxing video that's about a minute 20 long of somebody actually getting a slightly different model of that toy.
Wow.
And so I can say, without a doubt, 100%, they are interacting with a broken toy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I knew
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I think it was haunted.
It's the... They say, like, this thing used to only play a song, but now when we push the button, it goes, "What do you want?" And they say, like, when you ask it questions, it goes, over and over. And they're going, like, "It's saying no. We asked if there was a demon, if it would go away." And it's going, "No, no, no." And then we asked, "What do you want?" And it started saying you. It started going, "You, you, you." No, the toy, if you look up the unboxing video, the way the toy actually works is you push it and it makes that noise. It goes, oh, it like barks at you. It tries to scare you.
Yeah.
Okay. But then you push the button again and it goes, "What do you want?" And then you push it again and it does something else like, "Stop bothering me."
Yeah.
And then on like the fourth or fifth time you push it, it goes, "Ah, I'm a very creepy guy," and it starts singing a song. So
it's probably running out of batteries. The one
yeah. There's actually a very interesting explanation in the comments of that video where a guy was saying there's two things going on. The button has messed up voltage, either low voltage or high voltage, and the motor is stuck. So every time they push it, it's like charging up the mechanism inside, and then suddenly, after about 15 minutes, the motor comes unstuck and like just starts spinning out of control.
That's what happened. Yeah,
yeah. And the guy's like, "I'm honestly very impressed that the thing does not light on fire or like burn itself out, but it just keeps on shaking for so long."
Yeah, that's
but great. There's like an electrical explanation for it, and you can look up the unboxing video, see how the toy is actually supposed to work. So, I always like to keep an open mind. I'm not going to say the toy's broken. I'm going to say, maybe there's a demon in there.
Oh my god!
From watching
maybe
the first time, I was
more
like,
entertaining that way to keep an open mind. But doing some sleuthing, now I can confirm it's a broken toy.
Why?
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say for the first time I saw it, I knew it was a broken toy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Of course.
But
did a demon break it?
I saw two people.
Did a demon break it?
The story said toy only sang one song. And in the video, it starts asking, "What do you want?"
I don't trust those
people. So I kept an open mind saying, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to keep one foot in the fantasy and say, maybe."
Maybe.
Those types of people, I don't trust what they say. Their story.
You know, I'm the kind of guy who always leaves the door open a little bit. I'm not going to close my mind off. Maybe.
X-Files.
Yeah, I'm the Mulder of the group. You guys could all be the Scully. I'm the Fox.
We're here to
boy,
keep you in line.
Genius Mulder.
I just remember linking that, she's in the room right now, I remember linking that video to Mariel, and when she told me she skipped to the end, I almost did myself in. I was so upset.
Wow.
I was so excited to show that to another person, and then she went, "Whoa, I skipped to the last second, that was crazy, fuck you."
Well, now I can confirm.
I'm glad she's off camera.
You missed a video of a broken toy.
Yeah. Anyway.
How much time do we have? We got a lot to talk about still.
We do. I really hate to make things worse. And I know we were already talking about some scary stuff.
Yeah.
I hate to make it even scarier. And I know it's not on the list here. Yeah. But I just have to. We just have to do it. Joker update.
Oh, shit.
Jared Leto says that playing the Joker was like giving birth out of my prick hole.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Rocco, you told me about this earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And that's when I decided to look up Jared Leto's age and discover that he's a 43-year-old man.
Mm-hmm. He's 43?
He's 43.
Did you not know that?
Yeah. He's 43.
He's
a grown-ass man.
Still talks about things coming out of his prick hole. Like in a serious manner.
Is playing the Joker.
Let me tell you that before all these stories, I'm like, you know what? The Million of the Rats, all the bullshit. Maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe he's being silly. I don't
know. Well, maybe it's not even him. Maybe it's the company that runs the Twitter.
Yeah, speaking on his behalf.
When I read that quote, it's forever, fuck this guy, fuck everything.
Here's the actual quote. Here's the actual quote. Here it is. This is what he said. "There was definitely a period of detachment. I took a pretty deep dive."
Oh, my God.
"But this was a unique opportunity, and I couldn't imagine doing it any other way. It was fun playing those psychological games, but at the same time, it was very painful, like giving birth out of my prickle."
We took it out of context, I guess.
The Onion AV Club posted an article that I thought was really funny where the headline was basically, Jared Leto's Joker sounds like a real pain in the ass to be around a lot. And that made me laugh. Anyway, you know, it's just making me more scared for the movie.
And you know what? Now I'm thinking about all those stupid, whiny moms out there.
Who gave...
Oh, childbirth is so painful. Well, you know what? Jared Leto gave birth to the Joker out of his prick hole.
Yeah.
Which is way smaller
than any other
birth holes I've ever heard of.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, he gave birth to a full-grown man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not this little potato...
Yeah, imagine Jack Nicholson crawling out of your dick hole. Kevin, are you picturing that?
Now, that's real pain.
That's...
Kevin, film yourself thinking about it.
All right, you whiny moms out there, watch Suicide Squad and realize that you don't have to
say that. You had it easy.
Easy.
Imagine you go wake up in the morning, take your early morning piss.
Yeah.
And you're...
And a man steps out.
And fucking Heath Ledger crawls out of your dick.
Yeah.
In a kidney stone.
Imagine you're watching RedTube, looking up blow jizzles and 60 nizzles and this and that, yanking your sausage and fucking... Yeah. Cesar Romero just comes shooting out like a wad from hell.
Hello, buddy.
Yeah.
And then he goes, and then as you're sitting there, he goes, you want to see a magic trick? And he slams your head into your own dick and it's gone.
And then it's pierced.
Whoa.
That's basically
cut your fucking eye out with your dick head. Because
that's what Jared Leto went through.
Yeah, that's what Jared Leto did. So if anybody has anything to say about him, you can kiss my ass.
Kiss his ass.
Right. You can stick your head inside my dick and
kiss his ass.
Kiss my ass goodbye.
Kiss my ass from
Go
in
ahead.
There.
Show the camera where they could kiss.
Through here and my inside of my ass. Kiss the inside of my
ass. Flip it over and show them.
Show them in there.
I can't get to it.
Okay. Well, you know, use your imagination. Yep. You read so many comics anyways.
Yeah. Comic lover.
Yeah. All right. The fucking...
So, thank you.
That was the Joker update. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we get an outro?
Can we cap it? Fuck you.
What was that?
I tried to do a serious story and you don't even...
I'm
going to take Morocco Mole back.
No, but really, why is the Joker always played by a white guy?
Well, Cesar Romero
wasn't white.
Well, take a look at the pictures.
That was me.
Okay.
That was me. All
right. Yeah, watch the show.
Yeah.
Ignorant.
All right. Ignorant.
Anyways,
I wanted to say
we got movies to talk about. We got shows to talk about. What do you want to say?
I want to say real quick. Touch on this.
Okay, touch it.
This weekend, I was in the future.
Wow! Welcome back to the past.
Yeah.
Movie. Ooh, back to the past day.
Sucks being back here.
Back for the first time.
But anyway, there is a thing. I made a technological mistake this weekend.
No.
I was presented with an opportunity. There's something that I have wanted for so long. I've drooled over it.
Sex.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what that's like next week because I'm still figuring it out. But.
Get back to us.
But they have this. Philips makes a light bulb called the Hue light bulb.
Oh, yeah.
And they sell kits of them. And they're really expensive. So I never got them. I mean, they're like $60 a bulb.
That's expensive.
That's expensive.
LED, though.
However, through a connection, I was able to get them significantly cheaper. I had a window of opportunity.
It sounds like weird Sopranos.
Yeah.
Style
for the next couple days.
Wow.
Rocco's a part of
someone
the family.
Someone I knew was offering them. Like, hey,
get you a good price.
Cost. Yeah, hey, you know, whatever. No, but anyway, this is someone I knew who sells them. Right. And
say enough.
So I said, okay. I'll take the kit of them or whatever. This is one of the coolest things I've ever, in terms of technology. You guys know I like gadgets a lot.
You like it.
No. Yeah.
And
you have the Nest in your house?
They so I have them installed in my bedroom, and you can actually have them location sensor. So like, as of the latest iOS 9 update, it's compatible just with iOS 9 in general. You don't just need a specific app.
Oh, really?
So, it knows when I come in. It turns on when I come home.
Wow.
Siri can control it. I could just go, hey, will you turn off all the lights? Blew, all off. You know, everything works great. And it's I'm in the fucking future, as I said.
Whoa.
It's watch compatible.
Wow.
So
that is how you're going to get laid.
I'm seriously, I'm walking in the house. I can change the mood of the room by going like that.
You get a girl over. You just go,
keep
hold
talking.
On.
Siri, I'm getting excited.
Siri, dim the lights. Lights go down.
This is like an action movie you're describing.
I really feel like there's so much preamble for him saying he's disappointed by whatever this is.
No. No. The problem.
How could that possibly be?
I was up all night creating. You can create different scenes. Like, on my watch, I can pick. Like, it can actually analyze photos you have. And recreate the color temperatures of those things. So, like, I had a picture from a concert, and I chose that, and it created the same kind of color atmosphere.
Could you do the
reds
podcast?
Reds and blues. What?
Could you do the podcast tonight? We have a very horrific horror lighting set up here.
So,
you're like a professional gaffer now.
Dude.
Lighting extraordinaire.
So, what was funny to me, though, is I had all that set up. One, it was a bad idea, because... Uh-oh. Now it's just in that spot, and I don't have any other way. I want them in other places now.
Uh-oh.
But it's like, well, no, now you just have to pay $60
a bulb.
Your window's closed. It's like, oh.
Oh, shit.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Oh, no.
But when I so now to turn off my lights, if I don't have my phone, you actually have to have your phone.
Oh, what?
To turn them on and off?
To manipulate them. and this is what was cracking me up about
it. Flaw in the design.
It's like a problem.
It's all completely app controlled.
Yeah,
because you know Rocco is never without his phone.
I always have my stuff, so it's not a problem. But it was just kind of funny to me that like my phone at the end of the night, because I was again programming so many different things just to see what they look like. Yeah. It died by the end of the night. Okay. And I had to charge my phone.
To turn the lights.
Turn the lights off. Yeah.
I could have gone in and, you know, whatever.
You couldn't do it from the watch at that point?
The watch talks to the phone. The watch needs the phone to talk. So that was really funny. My brother, just around the same time, got the new Apple TV.
How's that?
Really cool. Well, the interface is awesome. The content that it has is still kind of the same as the regular Apple TV that's out right now. I think they will continue to develop stuff that's, you know, new for it and things like that. Because it's brand new.
Just got a lot of onboard storage now.
Onboard storage. 64 gigs of storage. Mm. And the interface, it's like a new Nintendo system. You turn it on, it's all like, oh, and here's all the apps. And you go into the store and you download whatever. It's like an iOS device of any other kind.
Oh, cool.
You're picking what apps you want. There are games that are playing on it. Whatever. And what's funny is the remote is, it's kind of like a Wii remote. And you can move your thumb around and glide it just like on an iPhone. You slide past stuff and, you know, scroll up and down with that. But you can talk now. Whoa. It has Siri. So you go, Dominic was literally sitting there and went, what was that one Sean Connery movie where he had all the superheroes? And it went, did you mean a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Whoa.
And it showed where to watch it. It was really cool. He was just having conversations with it. And it was doing that, and it was really cool. So he got like the Twitch app or some kind of streaming app, and he's watching a Street Fighter tournament.
Of course.
And he's going, you know, all this stuff is happening. Blah, blah, blah. Oh my god! Dominic goes, what is that? What? Siri stops the stream. This is Twitch, where you can download da 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 da. It continually, it kept stopping in the middle of him doing stuff.
He's trying to watch Dango.
Were you trying to get more information on Street Fighter?
Oh my god.
No! Stop! Go back! I'm missing it! Anyway, it's just funny. Because ultimately, the device is really cool. And those light bulb things I got are awesome. I really love it.
Yeah.
But it's always funny that with any step forward, there's always some completely Stone Age thing that is... Dominic couldn't even say what is that in his own room without everything off. What the fuck did you say?
So it's always listening?
I used to watch TV with my mom, and she would get so upset sometimes, she would shout at the television.
Yeah,
I would think, like, you're so dumb. The TV can't hear you, but now it can. So
your mom's just ahead of her.
You
gun.
Should be able to turn on. You should be able to adjust. Like, remember in what was the Interstellar? The robots. They were like the robot would make a joke and he'd go.
Oh yeah,
what,
I haven't
what
seen
level,
it.
What level is your humor at? 90%.
Oh wait,
don't
I haven't
seen Interstellar. Well, anyway, they let you turn it down or whatever. You should be able to do that with Siri. You should be able to turn aggression up so that in those situations where it's like, What the fuck's wrong with you? It would go like,
what the fuck's wrong with you?
Sit the fuck down. Keep watching. Yeah.
Do not talk to me.
Getting back
way.
To those lights, though, that's yeah. fucking crazy. That's yeah. super cool.
Well, you know, here's talking
I'm always amazed. Oh, go ahead.
Well, he's talking about there's an app you can have, and like, for example, he said you could read like to your kids on your iPad, like read Aladdin, for example.
Yeah.
And as you're reading it, it's changing the lighting in the room depending on the page that
there's
you're on.
Ebooks that sync to it.
So yeah. like if you're reading like the Cave of Wonder when it's all gold, like the room fills with gold and it looks all gold everywhere. But if it's outside at night, it's yeah. dark blue.
Well, I just that's kind of cool. God bless Apple. They keep making inventing new ways. So that people who use their products don't have to get out of a chair.
Yeah.
And I'm just constantly amazed at how lazy they make everybody. I would never even think it's too much effort to get up and go turn off the light switch. But those geniuses at Apple have figured it all out. So what Thank will you. Be next?
Hopefully I don't have to get up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, maybe they can make a tube extend out of the toilet
yeah.
and you could like plug it in. To yourself.
I found an app too late, but after Halloween had ended, there's a Halloween app for the iPhone that syncs with those light bulbs.
Oh,
and
really?
It makes scary sounds and does like the fucked up lighting and stuff like that.
Like thunder and lightning and shit.
Yeah, Whoa. Exactly.
Are there speakers Crazy. In them?
No.
So if you got your iPhone if you used to get joy out of scaring children during Halloween, there's an app for that.
There's an app for that.
So anyway. Wonderful.
Hey, sponsors. Should we mention that?
We should say we have sponsors. I don't think we should say who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Go back to last week's podcast and watch that one, and you'll see who they are.
Sean cut this out on Tuesday.
No.
But I want to thank Kickapoo. Kickapoo Joy Juice. They've been a great sponsor of the
they
podcast.
Have been great.
Yeah.
They're coming to game days. I'm burping up Skittles. Sorry, everybody. Kickapoo has been a great sponsor. Get a case of Kickapoo, the best soda ever invented. You're going to listen, Coke and Pepsi are on their way out.
They're leaving.
Kickapoo is where it's at. You can get a case, go to drinkkickapoo.com and pick up a case.
Yeah.
You can go on Amazon, they're on there if they're not sold out. I see them sold out all the time. Our fans keep buying it in droves.
What? Whoa.
Yeah. They're not drinking water anymore. Fuck that. They're getting Kickapoo.
In droves.
And exactly. And follow Drink Kickapoo at Drink Kickapoo on Twitter, and you can get updates. Where's the soda at right now? Who's pouring a glass of it? Where can I have a sip? You know, they're going to be updating you on all that. So you want to go and get the information. So go get a Kickapoo today. Also want to thank Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64.
Hell yeah.
Every month you get a box of stuff. And if you go to our link, you're going to get a very special rate. Use keyword mega64 when you check out, and you're going to get a special rate on a mystery box you get on your doorstep every month. What's next month? What's it going to be?
Yeah.
What could it be next month?
It's November. It's already the month.
November. Movember.
Movember.
It could be the shave your mustache box.
Yeah.
Shaving kit.
There's
Wait, are you not supposed to, are you supposed to not shave?
I think so.
I don't know. I'm going to dye my mustache pink and save cancer.
That's good.
Save nice. Cancer.
Hell yeah.
Save
cancer.
Drive lift. Save it. Front. Like, you're not getting any. Because I'm going
to
save it.
I'm keeping it.
It
to myself. Exactly. I'm doing a Green Mile situation.
Right.
And at the end of November, I'm going to turn on the podcast and go, oh.
Exactly. I'm like John Coffey, but I'm Derek.
Remember.
Red Bull, basically.
Yeah, I'm Rocco Monster.
John Coffey.
It just sounded funnier than I expected. But, you know, as they say, happens all over the world. Kill them with their love. Anyway.
Happens every day. It happened to you. And you'd be blown away. Those are our sponsors.
Yeah, thank you to our sponsors. We really do appreciate them. And hey, one last note on sponsoring us. You guys do sponsor us. That's right. The viewers. Viewers like you, as those PBS kids say, with the big heads.
Yeah. Running in PBS kids.
Yeah. You guys, I want to say thank you so much to everybody who pre-ordered our new Blu-ray. We got a new Blu-ray coming out on Black Friday called... oh,
DLC.
Man. Let's see if I remember.
Okay.
Mega 64... DLC expansion pack, early access on disc unlockables.
You
Did I get
something.
That? I missed something.
I thought it was paid
There's
DLC
definitely some paid DLC. Anyway, we're just going to call it DLC. But anyway, that Blu-ray is coming out Black Friday. We're also putting out Mega 64 Time is being reprinted. The DVD set with a whole new package and all kinds of stuff is coming out Cyber Monday. the Monday after. We put up both trailers on YouTube this week. But the Blu-ray can be pre-ordered with a, there's a bundle of stuff, whatever. We're going to end those pre-orders tonight. If you're watching this on Tuesday, they're already gone.
But come back.
But if you're watching, yeah, come back on Black Friday, and it'll be on sale for real.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. But the pre-orders are going to be gone tonight. So if you're watching us live right now, get your pre-orders in by the end of the stream tonight. Yeah. Do it now. Because then we're going to shut it off. That's the only way you're guaranteed a copy.
Mega64.com.
There. Otherwise, you'll have to take your chances on Black Friday. And because of your pre-order, we might be able to have a lot more copies, so that's good.
Yeah.
But it's always kind of dodgy.
Good for
and Mega 64 time, we're getting a finite amount of those. We're not doing pre-orders for that. So that's
Cyber
probably,
Monday.
That's Cyber Monday, and that you might have to be quick on. But we always try to do things where there's collector's items that you can get, like, you got to be on the ball. But if you are on the ball, you'll get them. You know, we always try to order the right amount to where, hey, get it that day. If you wait more than a day, you're probably screwed.
Yeah.
But,
or
you know,
dipshit.
But we never, exactly. But we never try to do it where, oh, you blinked, it's gone. And I felt really bad. Like, last year we had Sequence Erase shirts.
Yeah.
And we got way too few of those. And those were gone in like half a second. And
that
was
one time.
I feel really bad about that still. So we're still trying to accommodate stuff. Because what I hate, and you know, we already talked about the Back to the Future shit a week or two ago. But when they did the Pepsi thing, they were gone before anybody saw the link go up. That's not fun. And it just creates hatred for your thing. Now, you know, now people, there are a million people going, fuck Pepsi.
Yeah,
you know?
Now I like Coke.
I already said fuck Pepsi.
You drink Coke.
Kickapoo's better.
Kickapoo.
Oh, well,
Kickapoo.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? So anyway, so we're trying to get the right amount, but I would still try to be on the ball when those things come out. And that's why I say just pre-order the Blu-ray if you can. You don't have to worry about it. So anyway, thank you to everybody who did that, because that was really successful. It's been going really well. And again, that does support us directly. You're funding the whole operation here, so I really do. And, you know, some people might not be so into the, you know, maybe some people don't care about the Blu-ray. They're, you know, that's not my thing. You know, whatever. That isn't the only announcement we're going to be making. You know, in the future, we got some more. And
get ready.
Yeah, get ready. There's more to come this month. You know, maybe that'll be more your speed. You know, we'll see. But, you know, we always say we got announcements on the way, but that doesn't mean, you know, when we debut a new Blu-ray, we're always working on other stuff, too. There's always three things getting juggled at any given point. So, you know, stay tuned, and you'll hear some more stuff from us. And some people at Game Days are going to see some cool stuff, too. I'm really excited about that.
Whoa.
Speaking of which, that's coming up a couple weeks.
World premieres?
Literally 14 days.
14 days. Again, the day one event is sold out, but come with us on Disneyland Sunday, November 15th.
And hear about all the stuff you missed out on at the day one event.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm really excited about that. And the schedule for Game Days will probably be up by the time you see this on YouTube. It'll probably be up for you to peruse, see what you want to see and what you don't. But I think you're going to want to see it all.
Cool. Yeah, cool. Keep an eye out for that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to mention I watched a documentary on Netflix that was really interesting, especially because I've been playing so much Metal Gear Solid 5 lately. Navy SEALs, The Untold Story. If you're into, like, war documentaries, it's pretty cool. It starts with the inception of the Navy SEALs before World War II, and it goes all the way up to modern time, them tracking down Osama bin Laden.
Whoa.
It's, like, their
Damn.
Whole story. I was talking about it when we went to the Scare Trail. I learned about nuclear backpacks that the SEALs would wear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was really interesting.
Yeah, they keep nuclear bombs on their back. Just two men could infiltrate the battlefield and annihilate everybody there. It was pretty cool. It was full of little interesting stories and tidbits, so I recommend it. Check it out. Navy SEALs, The Untold Story.
I also watched a documentary.
It's on Netflix.
It was on Showtime, but it's called Prophets Pray. Mm. And it's about Warren Jeffs, the leader of the FLDC, or the super Mormon polygamist guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And how it's a cult, and it's fucking creepy.
I think I saw that one before where they, like, interview his former wives who've, like, escaped and everything.
Yeah.
Is it in several parts, or is it just one long
this
one?
This is one long one, okay. But maybe it was in several parts originally. But, holy crap. And there's a part. If you think he's fucking creepy, he had like 80 wives. Most of them are under 18. It's fucking weird. And
I mean, you say it's a weird cult. It's his religion.
Yeah. Okay.
You gotta respect religion.
Gotta respect religion.
Whoa, it's fucking gnarly. And
Were his wives hot?
Yeah.
No.
The and ones that were over 18.
Wait, no. There were 80 of them and not one was hot?
This guy's got bad taste.
Well, I didn't see all of them.
He doesn't show you the hot ones.
I didn't see all of them. Okay. But there's they kept mentioning, there's this tape, and once they played in court, it was all done for him. He's life in prison, whatever. And he's in prison now, life in prison, and he still gives out sermons, you know, weekly. Creepy-ass shit. But they play a second of the tape. Whoa. That was, like, the most disturbing thing I've ever heard. It's fucked up. Anyway, check it out.
What was the audio?
It was him having sex with, like, his, like, 13-year-old wife.
Whoa. Why? Whoa. Why did they play the audio?
It was at the very beginning of it.
It can't be legal to listen to that audio.
I wonder what the legality of that is.
Yeah, I don't know, because I really didn't want to hear it.
Couldn't show a video.
You probably broke the law.
Are you a criminal?
Well,
that's why he's wearing a mask.
Yeah, he's disguising.
You don't know who I am, so it's fine.
Oh, he's anonymous.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, check that out. If you like that kind of cult stuff.
I like cult stuff, but...
I'm fascinated by that mentality, the cult mentality.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking crazy that people buy into it and they believe it.
I was going to say, speaking of weird shit, I saw a movie I blind bought because I kept hearing about it, and it was coming out of Criterion, and I just thought, all right, screw it. And I got Mulholland Drive.
Oh, have you never seen
it? I had never seen it. And that is one of my favorite movies now.
I was going to say.
I fucking loved it.
That's a movie for Rocco.
That was up my alley. And it was all, you know, I've ripped on Twin Peaks before. And I still do, whatever. I only think a handful of episodes are good. But those good episodes are really good. Yeah. Because David Lynch wrote and directed them. All that shit that I did like is concentrated in that movie. And I loved it. It is tons of stuff to really discuss when it's all over, and a lot of random bizarre shit, but I never felt like it was random to a point that there wasn't a reason behind it or something to really get into. It spoke on a weird subconscious level, and any movie that can do that successfully is an ace in my books. I loved it. Mulholland Drive, check it out. Again, Criterion just released it, and there's a bunch of new features on it. David Lynch is talking about, they originally, when they filmed the movie, it was originally intended to be a TV pilot when they started it. And they were starting to film it, and ABC went, oh, just show us a rough cut, show us a rough cut. And he's like, oh, man, I really don't want to show you a rough cut. And as everyone here knows, we all work in video. Yeah. People out there might not know. Showing people a rough cut sucks, because things suck. Sounds aren't in it.
It's unfinished.
The audio isn't done. It's unfinished. Parts are boring. And people are always like, well, just show me the rough cut. And then when you show it to them, they get fucking disappointed. Because they go, oh, I thought this would be funnier. Well, yeah, it's not done. We're not finished.
I made someone a video for free, trying to help them out with the Kickstarter video. Yeah. They want to see a rough cut. I showed them a rough cut. I have never heard from them again. I sent them a rough cut two years ago, and they never talked to me again. Was not done.
Anyway, he talks about someone at ABC watching a rough cut while they were, they said, I want to see it before work. Okay. And he gave them a rough cut, and it was one executive watched it standing up while eating his breakfast and taking phone calls. And he tells the story of it, and it's so funny. And Naomi Watts is with him, who didn't know that. And she's just sitting there, and she just starts going like, wait, are you being serious? And he's like, yeah, that's how it got rejected on TV. And she's like, Mulholland Drive was my first role.
Really?
After 5 years of trying to make it in Hollywood. I left Australia and tried to make it.
That's the story.
Yeah, and she's like, and I was trying to make it, and this was my last thing. And it was like, yeah, you're getting evicted. And she's like, my future depended on if people saw this or if it caught on. And she's like, how crazy it is to think back that I didn't even know at the time, but my life was on the line, and some guy eating breakfast was like, nah, that sucks. Just the juxtaposition of all that stuff. Anyway, it was just interesting. I really liked it. So that's all.
I actually went to last week one of those TCM Presents that they do, where they have a like wide release of movies in the theaters. And they did a double feature. It was the 1931 Dracula with Bela Lugosi.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then double featured with the 1931 Spanish language version of the exact same movie.
Whoa.
Where it was shot on the exact same sets.
Whoa.
With a different cast and crew and director.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
So
that's crazy.
You get to watch the one that everybody knows in Bela Lugosi and his great acting, his facial features, and then you watch the Spanish language version and you're like, they, it's not like they did shot-for-shot remakes. So one is shot like a normal 1930s movie where it's like close-ups and like single shots, and that's the English language version. And then there's the one that is the Spanish language version where it's shot like a telenovela on on like almost like a single cam. Wow. So it had more of like a stage play feel to it. And they would do it after they had, after the English language had wrapped.
Yeah.
So it was like they kind of had the advantage of seeing what worked and what didn't. But then, like, even, like, the dialogue, certain things that you saw were totally different. Like, things that you heard in the Spanish language version never occur in the English language version. It's so weird how, like, they had the same script, but what the two end results were. And then, you know, what's cool is they actually, in the theater, they feature it with, you know, the same commentating in between.
Yeah.
So, like, you have them kind of telling you, like, oh, you know, originally it was... you know, shot like this, and then the Spanish language crew would come in and just do the entire same shots all over that day. And one is very gripping, and like it's kind of hokey because it's the 1930s, and you know things weren't that's new back then was film. And then the other one is like super cheesy, which is the Spanish language version because it doesn't have that same theatricality that the English language one did. But if you ever get a chance to do that. Like, just even finding the files on their own or the movies.
I think the Blu-ray has both.
Does it? If you can get it, it's an interesting thing to do. And just watch them back to back and just see how they are executed differently. I've never done anything like that. Because I don't know if there's very many things aside from, like, what, Christina Aguilera music videos? Where there's the English and the Spanish language version.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I know there's other ones, but I can't think of.
Shakira.
There you go.
Nailed it.
But yeah, so check that out. That was really cool to see. I love old horror movies because they're just, they're fun. They're camp and they're popcorn. You just have a good time with them.
Yeah. I got, when that came, like a year ago, they released a box set of all the Universal Monster movies.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
But I kind of got burnt after watching them all, but there were a couple that stood out. And I remember that was shot really neat. And I think Frankenstein, I remember being like...
Frankenstein's great.
Yeah.
I like it better than Dracula.
I think that was really my favorite.
The original Dracula. But you should check it out on Netflix. I watched recently The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, or Caligari, however you pronounce it. I bet you'd like that if you just watched Dracula and really got into it. That's like an old German horror movie.
Oh, really?
About this this weird kind of gothic doctor who travels around with the circus, and inside his show is this box he has inside. And you go inside and he opens it up. And inside his cabinet is where the horror movie takes off. Check it out. I don't want to give it away, but it's a famous movie, and it's really cool. So,
What was the name one more time?
It's called The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari?
I think it's Caligari.
Caligari?
Is it Vincent Price?
It's not Vincent Price, but it's like of that ilk. It's very like old, gothic, famous. It's cool. And what's really cool about that movie is they built the sets in a very like surreal and creative way. Like, really? You'll really be struck by the set construction. You'll enjoy it, definitely. I recommend it to anybody watching out there. What?
Are we good? Is that it?
We're pretty far over. Was there any last things you want
to... I just watched a bunch of my favorite horror movies yesterday. I took Halloween to just kind of, like, chill, and that was... Yeah, I had a great time. Watched Halloween. I watched so much. Day of the Dead... bunch of shit.
Which one's the one with the kids? Is that Village of the Dead? Or no, that's the first one.
Village of the Damned?
Village of the Damned. I'm sorry, I'm confusing two movies. I watched that, and that was a really cool movie, too. If you haven't seen that, guys, you should check it out.
Shit, yeah, we still got a lot of stuff on this list. Maybe we'll talk about it next week, or maybe you'll discuss it in the after show. Real quick, I wanted to say, I've been reading a couple books out there. I got this anthology of short stories called San Diego Noir, which I think is really cool. It's a bunch of short noir stories that take place in San Diego. And it's a book series that goes around to different big cities all around America. So you can find like Brooklyn Noir. I think Chicago is one. Seattle. Wow. Anyways, check it out in your local area. It's the name of the big city, Noir.
That reminds me, something we talked about forever ago, Sean.
Yeah.
Was that on TV. I remember you kind of saying, like, man, TV needs another, like, Twilight Zone. Or, you know, something where it's, you know, anthology show. I guess that's what they call it, right?
Sure.
But there was a news story the other day. NBC wants to revive Amazing Stories.
Well, you guys remember that show? That was a great show.
Spielberg produced it.
Yeah.
And even directed like an episode or two.
They weren't always scary. They weren't always...
No, they would be weird or scary or neither. Well,
they were always amazing.
Yeah. They were always amazing. But anyway, yeah, they're resurrecting him. The only thing is, I guess Spielberg isn't involved, and some people are kind of like, oh, that sucks. But that's still cool they're doing something like that. I don't know. So we'll see how that goes.
Digitalism.
Yeah, because that 80s one worked out real great.
Actually, Sean's the only person I know that really
likes. I like the 80s one. I do. So
shoot it on tape.
So there's something you like so much about it. Do you think that could explain why everybody else doesn't like it, but you do?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of memories of it, to be honest.
That people didn't give it a shot because they wanted the original, and it is shot on tape, and it is in the 80s, and people wanted Rod Serling, and they don't get any of that. It's just a narrator instead. People wanted the original so bad, and they didn't get it, and they just turned it off. But I think that there are legitimately good episodes in that series.
I like the movie.
And I don't care for the movie that much.
I don't really. There's
people had to die
for
that movie.
That's a bummer, too. But you don't even care about it. 80s version, there's bad episodes. But
they tried to resurrect it again in the 2000s. And there's an episode that's a sequel to It's a Good Life or whatever it was, where Bill Mumy's kid is the evil kid now, and it was terrible. And then after a while, there was an episode where like Jessica Simpson couldn't stop having sex or something. It was like this show is trying so fucking hard, and it was terrible.
Is that episode of Pleasure Island or?
I don't know.
My shows mixed up.
Yeah, I just noticed that was on the mic. It shouldn't have been on the mic. Now our audio is probably better. Let's do the podcast again.
That's all been there for about...
I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman.
Keep smudging my makeup.
Yeah. Well, it's over now. Anyways, it doesn't fucking matter.
Anyway.
Still recording.
Thank you, everybody, for watching this week. And again, thanks for everybody who pre-ordered our Blu-ray.
I didn't even get to talk about Minecraft Story Mode. Fuck.
Okay, the last thing of the podcast. We're going to end on this. We're going to cut on the last word. Go ahead.
No. I will not be bossed around like some chimpanzee in the circus forced to do a trick where he eats every banana that you wiggle in his face.